One of the reasons this past election was so big was that it determined who would be in power when the new legislative and congressional maps get drawn. This happens after every census to make sure each district represents roughly the same number of constituents. It also gives the political parties a chance to solidify or expand their power. In this case, the Republicans, who already hold strong majorities in the Senate and Assembly, will have the chance to use redistricting to their advantage. They'll also further tip the scales in their favor by using taxpayer money to hire private attorneys. Wausau Assembly Democrat Donna Seidel put it this way.
In essence, the Republican leadership told Wisconsin taxpayers to write them a blank check to pay for their partisan attorneys.
Hiring private lawyers with public money to work on redistricting is nothing new in Wisconsin. But in the past, there's been divided government, meaning lawmakers from both parties have hired lawyers using public funds. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca says this move by Republicans goes directly against some of the promises they made to voters.
The day before, we talked about the spirit of bipartisanship. Everybody ran on the notion of fiscal restraint, and their first actions were counter to both of those proposals. It's deeply disturbing to me.
Barca says a better alternative is to have nonpartisan legislative attorneys draw the maps, although when Democrats were in power last session, they declined to pass legislation that would have accomplished that. Democrats will still be able to challenge the maps drawn by Republicans in court. They'll just have to rely on party money to pay for their lawyers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.